Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day.
Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Just a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people.
Yeah. Let's get it going for a Wednesday edition of The Morning Show. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning, all.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday out there. Happy hump day, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some fun this morning. Coming up, we're going to get into one. We're number one. America is number one.
Oh, okay.
In targeting scammers.
Hey, anytime we're number one on something like that.
We are number one, though. We are. We'll get into that a little bit.
On this first day of October, yeah.
It will
number one day, yeah.
Coming up in a little bit. Speaking of October, we got four things to look forward to in October.
Excellent,
we'll take some
excellent.
Time with that one. Got a bunch to look at in there.
Okay.
We will be joined to kick off the 10 o'clock hour by our good friend. We will be joined by our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge.
Yes.
We got Tom joining us a little bit later. We're going to talk about Super Bingo.
Super, not just regular bingo,
no.
Super bingo.
That's fun. We'll get into that with Tom in just a little bit. Well, also after that, we'll have some entertainment news. There's a new super group we got to talk about. the one line that Mark Hamill wanted cut from Star Wars.
That's a good one.
And Wheel of Fortune had its biggest winner ever.
Really?
We'll get into all of that.
Interesting.
Got some local entertainment and, of course, our newsletter to touch on. We'll get into all those things. Mm-hmm. Some good stories of the day for you a little bit later lined up as well. But I want to kick things off talking about, as we are diving into October, and you've got plenty of Oktoberfests out there.
That's right.
What about Rytoberfest?
Rytoberfest. Rytoberfest.
Yeah,
I've
whatever
never
you
heard of
call it.
I'm curious now.
Hundreds of people are sharing the same. Hundreds of people share the same first name, met up in New York for the second ever Rytoberfest to celebrate the moniker Ryan and attempt a Guinness World Record.
Okay.
Ryan Meetup, a national organization that frequently organizes events catering to people with the first name Ryan, held its second Rytoberfest on Saturday at Torch and Crown in Union Square.
Okay, very cool.
The event was the largest in the group's string of attempts to break the Guinness World Record with the for the largest same name gathering first name only, which was set with 2,325 people named Ivan back in 2017 in Bosnia Herzegovina.
Wow. Okay.
I remember we touched on that story.
Yes,
I remember talking about
way
that.
Way back in the day.
The event Saturday attracted Ryans from as far away as Australia. The organization said that alternate spellings such as Ryan with R-I-A-N are allowed, but last names do not count.
Right.
So no Bryans or, you know, Ryan is a last name.
Right, right, right.
Bryans are just B-list Ryans. Bryans are just B-list Ryans. That's great.
That's cute.
The B, that's good.
Yes,
well
very
played.
Good.
Ryan Meetup previously attempted to break the world record back in 2024 at the Ryan Rodeo in Texas. The attempt ultimately fell short, though.
Mm-hmm.
Organization said hundreds of Ryans attempted Saturday's event, but official numbers would not have been not yet released. It's unclear if they broke the record or not. We'll be paying attention to that story. Rytoberfest also serves as a fundraiser for Ryan Callahan Foundation, which supports the families of pediatric cancer patients.
Oh, that's real. That's cool. A little addition there.
Which is why I think that these fests are so fun. They always involve something like
that. They usually do, yeah.
You know, they're fun, and then you think of that part of it, it just brings it home, and it makes it that much more meaningful and everything. But would you do this out there, everybody? 715-424-2600. Call up or join us through the Civic Media app, of course.
Right.
Keep that app handy. Nudge, nudge.
We got something for you in just a second here.
Yeah.
I just realized that I actually do know a fair number of Ryans. And I thought, you know, it's kind of an interesting, you know, record to try for with the name Ryan. Because it's common, but it's not like, you know... William, or like, I mean, nowadays it'd be like Tom or something, or Mike.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Mikes out there, right?
A lot of Mikes, yeah.
So it's not exactly one of those names that you know, an overwhelming number, but there's still a lot of them out there. So I like the idea of them trying to do this. Plus, anytime you bring a large number of people together, that don't really know each other. Yes. I think that's always fun. You know, you get to meet people and that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's cool.
You think about this too. You're going to a large group of people like that and everything, and you're going to end up, well, you know, what about an icebreaker? What right. do I talk about?
You already
about
have something
it?
In common.
You already got an icebreaker.
That's right. Everyone's Ryan here. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. That's pretty good. You got love a built-in icebreaker. You
yeah.
love that. I wonder if more should there be more things that just have built-in icebreakers, like elevators? Should they just have topic ideas on the side?
Oh, that'd be
just
a great idea.
Stuck in an elevator with somebody yeah. for like 15 floors or
yeah,
something like
right,
that.
Right, exactly.
Like anything other than like just the weather. You could have the weather. Everybody could figure that
like
one
really
out.
Like really short topics, you know?
Yes.
Don't need to get yeah. into in-depth or anything like that, but you're not going to offend anybody. Just, you know, like, yeah, stuff like that, right?
Every elevator ride turns into the McLaughlin group. It's just these topics.
You're on your 15th floor.
Would you attend one of these events? If for your name out there, everybody, let us know. Especially if you are Ryan, if you would have attempted, you would have gone to this if you could or something.
Right, right.
And I thought I'd look up the popularity of this if you were to do this. So, Seth, would you do something like this? Especially if it was for charity.
I would, for sure, because I do know, I mean, my name is not common. It's not uncommon, but it's not common. And so every time I meet someone named Seth, it's kind of, there is a connection there. You know, we kind of make fun of it. You yeah. know, it's like, hey, yeah. you know, there's not many of us around, so we got to know each other, right? Yeah.
It's a good one.
Keep it in the name, right?
Yeah. So I like that. Seth is ranked as the 816th most popular given name in the United States.
Right.
And based on analysts of 100 years worth of data from the Social Security Administration, baby names database, the estimated population of people named Seth is 149,326.
Okay. Wow. So, that's not bad.
Not bad.
We could maybe, I mean, I don't know if other Seths feel the same way I do, but maybe we could break the record. There's enough, you know, to break the record.
It's a pretty
I don't know
good
if we
number.
Could get enough people there, though. That'd be the hard part.
I wonder if Pam would do this. And certainly we have a couple of Pams around here. My mom, Pam, and this Pam. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of our good listeners out there named
right.
Pam. Well, Pamela is ranked as the 81st most popular given
wow.
name in the United States.
Wow.
81st top 100.
That's pretty good.
And the databases that I just gave before with the 100 years worth of data, mm-hmm. 538,916 people named Pamela.
That's a lot of Pams. Yeah.
There's a lot of them out mm-hmm. there. That is a lot. I'm curious to see if you would do this, everybody.
I have a great icebreaker for the Pamelas out there. If they decided to do this, you know, try to break the record. How do you feel about a nonstick spray being named after you?
Oh, yes.
Because that's got to get, you know, I'm going to go get some Pam, you know?
This is, yes.
That's got to be a little weird, right? Yeah.
You don't really have to.
Speaking of Pam, Pam here, yeah. She's like, no.
No, that's a lie. No. Thank you.
I realized you're talking about my name.
Yeah, right.
Ears are burning over there.
Yeah.
Why are my ears burning? Yeah. I think that's another whole other category that's interesting to me. And you don't really have that in pop culture.
No.
There's a handful of popular people named Seth, but there's not really a product or a character or something like that.
The most famous is probably... Well, I mean, there's the Seth in the Bible, you know, son of Adam and Eve kind of thing. But there's also I believe the evil god of the Egyptian pantheon was named.
Yes.
He's the serpent
That's
god
right.
with Seth.
Yeah.
So, you know, which is
Forgot
great. Yeah.
That.
Great PR there. You know, we got the god of evil
Doesn't
kind
really
of thing.
Work well
right.
For
yeah.
You. Doesn't yeah. It could
Telling
not
you.
Be more opposite of you. Could
right.
not be more. I don't really have a product, but I do have a character that I've been tied to my whole life with, of course, the name James.
Right.
You are instantly. You know, the rest of your life, you're going to be hearing James Bond jokes
or
things like that.
I mean,
those
so
lines.
Many, so many things. Yeah,
there are worse things to be attached to.
Right. It's still a name because you got kings named James. You
yeah.
know, that's good. You've got you know, yeah, it's a solid solid name.
It works. I have learned like when I was younger, as I've said before on the air, I wasn't really a fan of my name. I learned to enjoy my name. Mm-hmm. I've also learned to be thankful for what I have because it could be worse.
It could always be. Words.
There are much, much tougher names to have out there, tougher things to be associated with
right.
than James Bond, was yeah. the coolest spy of all time.
Seriously.
Like,
I mean,
don't, what are you complaining about? What are
yes,
you, you know,
please, that, stop that.
But young me, I want to be different. I don't want to be like everybody. I'm going to spell James different. I'm going to spell it with a Q. He's like, what are you doing, man?
Just, get out of here.
You think of some of the stuff he did. It's not so much the stuff that I did when I was younger.
Right.
That is a whole other thing. That I don't even judge myself out of. There's too much.
Because you were young.
Too much.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's
basically.
It's more so the things, that the thoughts that you would have when you were younger, and some of that, that you're a little bit like,
oh, that's good.
Oh, that didn't age well.
No, that didn't go well.
And I wanted to touch on this one real quick, Seth. This fun little thing. I don't know if everybody heard about this or not. You know, it's called the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. We've been doing this locally with our good friends at Rapids Transmission. I'm not sure if everybody is interested or not, but it's a fun little thing we're doing around here where we encourage you to pull out your Civic Media app and get ready to play, everybody.
Yep.
I did not start with the show with this. I wanted to wait and kind of do our opening segment and bring it up later. Make you wait for it, everybody. We only got three more days of this.
I know. I can't believe it's almost done already. Man.
We're going to have some fun with it. This is your daily chance to win either some nice gold jewelry or $200 cash. And you win one of those and get yourself in the running for those Green Bay versus Minnesota tickets in November. Mm-hmm. Going to be a good one. We want you to go. We want a Central Wisconsin winner to win this. So all you got to do is pull out that Civic Media app and text us the keyword at the top of the 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours. Your keyword for this hour is wind.
Wind
is now that feels a little you know, the Chicagoans having wind as his word, that feels a little on the nose. That feels wind, W-I-N-D. Text that to us, everybody. Mm-hmm. Good luck to all of you out there. We are pulling for every one of you. We tease that we want our Central Wisconsin listeners, but really, whoever's out there listening, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for doing this. This is our opportunity to say thank you to you out there, the audience that has made Civic Media, I believe, the most popular growing company in this state.
I agree.
I'm very proud of our company, very proud to be a part of things of this, and we're proud to have you with us, everybody.
Yep.
We appreciate you being a part of the team. These contests are engaging, our way to say thank
you. We love
it.
We love engaging with you on this.
It was this or my idea of handing out thank you cards to every one of our listeners.
Oh, God.
That got pushed down. They're like, no, they just want to win stuff, James.
That's a lot of thank you cards, James.
I was willing to sign them.
He wants cramps for days.
I believe that Chuck and Sage are still laughing at that idea. Text us wind, everybody, through the Civic Media app. W-I-N-D, text it to us. Good luck to every one of you out there. Seth and I are going to take a quick time out, get to the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Mm-hmm. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR in the morning show. Mm-hmm. Of course, check out those specials, those pork tenderloin tip burrito.
Oh my gosh.
Pumpkin spice pancakes. God, I want that so bad. Everything else, like they got a chicken cordon bleu that sounds really good, a chili cheese hot dog that sounds great.
It's a hot dog, but it sounds, I mean, I know they do everything so well there. I'm just, you know, I want to try it.
That's the thing. If you've had like a hot dog, spaghetti, anything, you haven't had it like you have over there, check it out, everybody. And tell me how those pumpkin spice pancakes are, because God, I want those so
sound
bad.
Good.
I want that in my life. check it out today. Happy hump day, everybody. Head on over to El Cafe. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Email us info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages, of course, and you can call on up.
715-424-2600. Call up everyone or use the text line. Yes, we know that people are texting the word and stuff like that. That's all right. We'll see it. And we'll celebrate whoever's birthday on that way, too.
Yeah. Get it to us, because you could be like one of our possible 32 entries here.
Whoa!
Because at the beginning, we grab a qualifier from every list and we put them in a hat. And then at the beginning of next month, we pull a winner, and they win two $20 certificates to El Cafe.
I mean, you could get pancakes. You get all the specials with that today. I mean, if you're really hungry, just go for it.
You had a birthday or anniversary the previous month, and all of a sudden you're finding out the very next month that you're still celebrating.
You still get
to celebrate. You get to celebrate your day all over again.
Absolutely.
We encourage you to get us those, everybody. And a gigantic shout out to El Cafe doing this. We really do appreciate them. Buy local, support local. Seth, give me a one. I don't know the last time you got to do this.
I just was thinking it's been a long time since I've been able to do this, so I'm very excited. Yes.
1 through 32, Seth.
1 through 32. Let's see. There's 30 days in September. So if I divide by 7 and come up with the number 10.
Number 10. I love the way you did that. Let me see here. And that is Betty Anderson.
Oh, congratulations, Betty. We don't have the winner bell anymore. Sorry. I got it. You know what? I got to get a new one for you. I got to get a new winning bell sound. We'll update it a little bit, okay? We'll do that.
We will get that for you, and we will get this to Betty. Betty, you are our winner for the month of September.
Yes.
Congratulations to Betty Anderson. Betty. Big thank you to everybody out there that was celebrating and getting us these names. We really appreciate you. Congratulations again to Betty Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And do spread the word about this. If we do not hear from the winner over a week, we will pull a new winner and stuff. So keep on listening, and a big shout out to Betty Anderson. Thank you to that.
That's always fun.
Seth, your work is not done.
More work today.
Give me a one or a two.
Two today.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. Boom, boom. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Pam's great nephew, celebrating their first birthday.
Aw.
Happy birthday, Max Sheldon Lucky.
Max, what a great name.
Max lives in Oregon, Wisconsin. A happy birthday to Max. Max. And have a great first birthday, Max. Enjoy your day. You share your birthday with a Mac. Mac Zowski. Mac is my brother-in-law. My brother. He's more of a brother than a brother-in-law. Right. My sister's husband. Mac is one of those guys, man. He walks in the room and immediately has 10 friends. Like, people just like Mac.
That's
Just a good guy. And as I've told him before and everything, as an overprotective older brother, couldn't ask for a better guy married to my sister.
Mm.
Don't worry about Jill. Not as much. We appreciate you, Mac. Have a great one. Enjoy your day, brother. Talk to you later. And I want to wish a very, very special and happy birthday to one of my favorite people, my Aunt Barb. My Aunt Barb and her family have been through quite a bit recently. You've heard me talk about losing my Uncle Ed, her husband. I know that she is talking about going on a cruise or a tour or something. I'm excited for her about that. Yeah, she told us about it last night. We were surprised.
That's very exciting. I hope she does it. Yeah, I hope she celebrates a little bit. I think that's what she should do.
She is.
Live life.
My God, is she a joy. You just cannot not help but like my Aunt Barb. She's amazing. Enjoy your day. And we wish a happy birthday to Carmen Dixon.
Happy birthday, Carmen.
Carmen, enjoy your day. We hope you have a great day. Thanks for sharing your birthday with us. And the same to Val Klein, our qualifier.
Val, happy birthday. Congratulations to you.
Don't hear that name, Val, anymore.
Val, Carmen, too. Those are great names. I love both of those names.
Yeah. Enjoy your day, both of you. And Val, you're our qualifier. Be listening at the beginning of next month. You could end up being like Betty Anderson and being our winner.
So we got one that has a really cool song by Steve Winwood, Valerie, by them. And then Carmen has a whole opera named after her. So, I mean, that's great.
You, the audience, nobody has any idea how furious I am at myself right now that I did not catch that. I had hours with these names, and I did not catch that. Good call. Good call. Now the song Valerie from Steve
Winwood. It'll be stuck in your head now for a while.
Anybody else not know that he was saying Valerie? Like, I did not know. I did not know. I didn't
it
know
took me a while, I think.
I didn't know what he...
Not the most clear singer.
It's a great singer, but didn't know.
A lot of soul.
Who do you share your birthdays and anniversaries with? Well, we take a look at the list, and Priya Ferguson is 19 today. She is Erica on Stranger Things. Lucas's little sister.
Jeez.
Yeah, she's so good young. On that show.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel herself is 36. Brie Larson.
She's only 36. She's been around for so long. I keep thinking she's older than that.
I know. It's wild to think of.
She was pretty young when she got into films. Yeah.
Oscar winner for Room. Certainly as Captain Marvel, and some great work there she's done. I loved her in her little bit spot on Community and that little guest role she had on there. I know a lot of people, I still have not seen it, but Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yep.
People love her in that one.
Yep.
I just cannot get enough of her. She's a fantastic actress. At 36 especially, I mean, I cannot wait to see what's to come.
Yep. She's very, very good.
Journey Smollett-Bell is 39. Great actress herself. Black Canary in the Birds of Prey movies and stuff. She was in True Blood, Friday Night Lights, and amazing in Lovecraft County. An underrated TV show that was on HBO for a season, and then they cut it.
Right, right.
Sarah Drew is 45. Many Grey's Anatomy fans out there will know her as Dr. April.
Okay, very cool.
And one of our favorites, Zach Galifianakis, is 56 today.
Wow.
Wonderful, wonderful. He's a great actor.
He is.
Good actor.
Very good actor.
Really solid actor. Mm-hmm. Really nice role on Only Murders in the Building last season. He did a great job playing Martin Short and all that.
It was funny.
Their interactions, I could watch a movie, just those two.
I mean, the chemistry was great.
One of the more unique stand-up comedians I've ever seen. And
yes.
in a genre where you've got Andy Kaufman or, a million other, Gallagher. I mean, so many different types of comedians. And so many different bits and different things, acts we've seen,
right.
All of that. I don't think I've ever seen a comedian like Zach Galifianakis, who would have a piano on stage,
yep.
but not really play it more sometimes.
It was more like a background music. Yeah, right, yeah.
But where you would have the old rim shot for a drum or something like that, he would almost use the piano in that right. way, and like the notes would hit his, like the tone right. of him. Like just, he looked like a disheveled comedian.
Yeah, right.
But there couldn't be more intelligence behind his work.
Right. He had a delivery that was kind of similar to more of a deadpan, you know, like your
Stephen Wright
or Mitch yeah. Hedberg or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
But it was very clever too. I mean, I remember his opening thing. He's like, "Hi, I'm Zach Galifianakis." I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yes. Like the first time he says, made me yeah. laugh. It's a hilarious comedian. Mark McGuire is 62.
Oh.
You know, just one of the most complicated names in sports history.
A very mixed legacy at this point
yeah.
for Mark McGuire. I mean, when he came up, you know, he was the big rookie with Oakland, part of the Bash Brothers, you know. And then that, you know, James and I were talking about it just recently, you know, the summer of 98, you know, the home run chase and all that. I mean, everybody was talking about that kind of thing. And then, of course, stuff that's come to light since then about steroids and all that. It is kind of tainted, unfortunately.
It really makes you wonder if McGuire and Sosa, if they did use steroids, you know, I gotta cover the bases, everybody.
I don't know if they've actually been charged or anything with it, so we can't say.
They got attorneys too.
Yeah.
They got attorneys too.
That's true.
But when it comes to that, if they had said they did do it and they did come out and said they did it, mm-hmm. I wonder what the public persona, I wonder what their Hall of Fame chances, mm-hmm. I wonder how we're talking about Mark McGuire on his 62nd birthday if that were the case.
Right.
If they did do anything, which nudge nudge,
right. yes, allegedly.
Yes, yeah. Essie Morales is 63, one of the better character actors we've seen. La Bamba just stole the show in La Bamba. Lou Diamond Phillips is incredible in that mm-hmm. role. Deserved much more credentials than he's ever gotten for mm-hmm. his work as Richie Valens.
Yep.
I don't think that we really give enough credit to Lou Diamond Phillips in that
yes.
role. And we darn sure don't give it to Essie Morales, who played
nope.
his older brother. And I'd never seen him before, and I will never forget him as an actor, mm. just from that role, let alone all the other roles he's played.
Right, right.
He was so darn good in that role. Mm-hmm. Played Slade Wilson in Titans and did a great job, and was the bad guy in the most recent and last, quote-unquote, last Mission Impossible movies. He's good.
That's very cool.
Randy Quaid is 75. Dennis Quaid's younger brother, I believe. Is he younger brother or older brother? I think he's the older brother.
I think he's actually, I think Dennis is older,
yeah,
actually.
You're
yes.
right.
Yeah, yeah, I think yeah. he is, yes.
Oh, one of the sweetest swings you ever saw. Rod Carew is 80 today.
Oh, man. Rod Carew, one of the all-time greats, man.
Really
lucky that he was smart when he came up, because he ended up signing with the Twins. He was drafted and he signed with the Twins, and he said that was a good thing because it was a young team and he thought he could advance quickly, which he did. Of course, he was also uber talented. I mean,
yeah.
that helps.
Yeah.
But one of the best pure hitters in baseball history.
And shares his birthday with one of the greatest entertainers of all time, no matter if you're talking singing, dance, or really acting especially. Julie Andrews is 90 today.
Oh, love Julie Andrews.
Legend.
She is, yep, fantastic.
I love when we come across the name and I don't need to ramble or give you references or anything like that. All I have to say is Julie Andrews.
Everyone knows who Julie Andrews is.
Everybody immediately is like, yes, yes, oh, we're clapping. She didn't even do anything. She just had a birthday, but we're clapping. Because that's Julie Andrews. That's how amazing she is. President Jimmy Carter would have been celebrating a birthday on this day in 1924.
Wow.
It's interesting. We were talking about Mark McGuire and legacy in that and how it can go. And you start out on top and you get brought down or some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Jimmy Carter had this kind of, you know, the humble peanut farmer. And some mm-hmm. of that, and it rises to in politics and
yep.
becomes president, and they cannot wait to tear him down and
yep.
not appreciate a darn thing about him. And by the time you and I are born mm-hmm. and as kids, he's a punchline for so many things.
Right.
And what does Jimmy Carter do with that punchline? He laughs.
Mm-hmm.
He laughs and he just keeps doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And him and his wonderful wife start doing things like, I don't know, building homes for people that wouldn't have them otherwise.
For like 50 years, however long after he was president, he was doing it. He was doing it for decades.
When you have something negative to say about Jimmy Carter, I wonder more about you.
Right.
That's what his legacy yep. is now.
Right.
That's what he was able to do. It for one, just tells you, never stop running. Mm-hmm. Like, you keep running in this game. You keep moving in this game. And you just don't know how things can turn out, what can happen. But also, the idea that you just don't also know. Like, I am not a fan of a lot of the presidents, the people that have been president in my lifetime and everything. But I have never once taken that job lightly. And I have always respected that job.
Right.
Because I have no idea, and not a darn one of us, have any idea of what that job is like.
Absolutely not.
It deserves, if you, I think the job, regardless if the person in the job respects the job, I'm going to. Right. I'm not going to lower my standards of what it is to be a president because of the people that are, have held that job.
Exactly. And just
I learned
like,
a lot of that from Jimmy Carter.
Yeah. And it's like every administration, it's a mixed bag. You're going to get stuff you agree with. You're going to get stuff you don't agree with. And that's every single president.
Yep.
I don't care who it is. Every single president, that's going to happen. So, and that's why one of the things that to see what he did after he was president was so important. I think we got to see the real Jimmy Carter after being president. That's what I think.
And I think set a standard of what to do in retirement as a president.
Use that ability, because you're one of the most famous people on the planet if you're president. Doesn't matter who you are.
After leaving office, who did more? What president has done
seriously,
more?
Seriously, I can't think of
I know that there's presidents that have, couldn't wait to get to social media and whine and complain like a little baby. I know that there's that's happened and with a number of presidents.
Some just disappeared.
Yeah.
Just didn't do anything. Never heard from him again.
Some got into painting. But I don't know. Name me the former president that accomplished more or did more good than Jimmy Carter did.
I can't think of one.
Richard Harris also. Sir Richard Harris. Oh. Also would have been celebrating a birthday today. The original Dumbledore in the first two movies, of course.
But a very long career before that.
Yes.
I mean, he was one of the top British actors for decades. He was one of those,
One of my all-time favorites, Walter Matthau, born on this day in 1920. our generation grew up with Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon.
The hangdog look, I love. He had his face had so much personality to it. He could do things with his face. His expressions were so good, so priceless.
I don't believe that this was the case, but it would not surprise me if in scripts for Walter Matthau, especially late in life, there were not lines written, just in quotation marks, Mr. Matthau looks at the camera.
Right.
Like, that's the part. That's
all you need.
That's all he had to do. Whether it was The Odd Couple, Bad News Bears, Grumpy Old Men, and so many great roles over the years, but a lot of great small roles as well. Walter Matthau, also a complete actor.
Yes.
You notice those very different roles with those I brought up. I know that they may seem, he's a grumpy character in every role. No.
No,
he's very not. Different in every role.
Two roles, real quick. Charade.
Yeah.
He's excellent in Charade. But here's one that I don't know if many people have seen, and it's a very different Walter Matthau. It's a very good movie. Charlie Varrick is a leading role for him. He plays a very different type character. It is an excellent movie. It's from the 70s. Look it up.
Yeah.
Charlie Varrick. It is a very good movie. Yes.
I think I got to check that out.
I came across it by accident one day. I watched it. I was like, wow, this is a tremendous movie. This is so cool.
I'm definitely
Charlie Varrick. Check it out.
70s Matthau. Yeah,
yes.
Definitely check that out. That's awesome. We hope you have an awesome birthday and anniversary out there. Every one of you out there, we wish a great day. We'll come back after our break here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM on your dial. We appreciate you being here, everyone, and appreciate you playing the Go for the Grain of Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest.
Woo.
Thank you to Rapids Transmission. Text us that keyword for this hour, wind. Text us WIND. Text us that keyword through the app. We want our phones blowing up with your texts, everybody. Go ahead and text us that keyword, wind. We'll get that one to you again before we wrap up the hour.
Yes.
We're number one. We're number one.
All right. Wow. We're number one. What? We're cheering. What?
We're number one. Americans get targeted by scammers 25 times a week. More than anybody else in the world.
Oh, that's not a good thing to be number one at.
Yeah, USA, USA. If you just got a text from a recruiter offering $500 a day for a job that you're not qualified for and you've never heard of before and you didn't ask for, congratulations, you are one of us.
You've been scammed.
A new poll found Americans are the number one target for scammers. Mm. The average person in the U.S. deals with 25 iffy messages a week, or 3 to 4 per day.
Wow, that's a lot.
That includes 9 calls per week, another 9 emails, and 7 scammy text messages.
Mm.
If you add it up, it's more than 1,000 bogus messages a year.
jeez.
Now, real quick, I want to just note something.
Okay.
And this is a hill that I have been on for quite a while, and I admit to everybody, and if you've listened to us for a while, you know this.
All right.
But we are getting closer and closer to election season, mm-hmm. and we are already seeing attack ads.
Already.
And now. I do not beg. I don't know a time in my life I have begged. I don't have any reference of it. I'm sure I have, but I don't know. Right. But I am this close to begging every single politician out there, mm-hmm. every one of these groups out there, stay away from attack ads. Don't do it. Not only do they not work, and we have the data to prove that they do not work, mm-hmm. but you are just lumping yourself in with all these scammers. And this is, I'll put this out there to businesses out there as well.
Ooh, yeah.
Think about what you're doing. You may have good intentions. You may have a good fan base or a good market base, a good constituents, whatever the case. You are lumped in with the scammers. There's no separating this in the brain. When your phone is blowing up and it's not somebody you know, you are looking at it as, you're not looking at that name any different than, oh, it's Senator this, or it's, oh, it's a scammer this.
Right.
You're just lumping yourself in with those people.
Exactly.
Now, if your argument is, well, their group is doing it or this group is doing it, if the politicians themselves, you know, the ads, specifically I'm talking about the ads, so-and-so endorsed this ad.
Right.
If they stopped and all you had were these groups doing it, well, then you can decipher better who the fake groups are and who the real ones are.
Right.
Hey, me and my campaign are not doing anything. Mm-hmm. So if you see an ad with my name on it, that ain't me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier to do that than you're also throwing your own attack ads out there.
Right.
And again, I stress this point. Attack ads have never worked. They don't work. All they do is confuse people. Mm-hmm. Do they confuse people to the point where they don't even vote? Yes,
that does happen.
On that. Yeah. So that certainly works for a certain group out there and people out there that just want to keep power and all that.
But they don't illuminate where the people stand. You know, which is the important thing. That's what we should know, right? That's the important thing
to the American people. If you are doing this, you are no different than a scammer. Mm-hmm. In the brain, you are lumped in with that group. Do you want to be in that group? Do you think that helps you out at all?
And everyone's guilty of this.
Yeah.
We're not talking one party over another. No, everyone does it. We know that. We see it every time.
Not only are they all guilty of it, they don't have to deal with it. We do.
Yeah, exactly.
How many politicians are dealing with attack ads?
Yeah. Very annoying.
So anyway, they polled people in different countries, and on average, Americans get targeted twice as much as everyone else. Brits are a close second at 21 times a week. Mm. Americans also have the most emails sitting in their spam folder right now, an average of 350 of them.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
I will admit, I'm like a lot of people out there, like a clean email box and all that. I always forget to look at my spam box. I always forget to look at it. Anyone can fall for a scam if you're not careful. And 23% of people polled said that they already have. Nearly a third of Americans admit that they'll sometimes answer a phone call even when the phone tells them it's a potential spam call on their caller ID.
Wow. Well, that's interesting.
That part is very interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
They had me up and like, 'cause I've answered a call that I wasn't sure of before, but it's a California zip code, and I don't know if it's a casting director or whatever.
Right.
That kind of thing. When it tells me it's spam, I never touch it. So right. that's wow, that's kind of touching the oven when you know it's hot a little bit, right. I feel like. I don't know what to do with that.
Well, maybe they're just lonely.
Yeah. You bring up a solid point there. Man, there's that eagle again, Seth, just flying over us. God, is that thing huge.
Yes.
Eagle is.
Man, are they.
God, they're just beautiful animals.
Yes. Anyway.
when it comes to this, so many of the people that are affected by this tend to be our senior population.
That's right.
And
they're definitely targeted, for sure, yeah.
A big part of that targeting is not so much income, because even our senior population doesn't have much disposable income anymore. Right. Mm-hmm. It's more so, oh, I know I can keep them on the phone because they're lonely. Well, let's help them not be so lonely. Do Meals on Wheels. You know, be a part of things that help out our vets and help out our seniors.
Get them to the Lowell Center or whatever. Yeah.
Like, so much of this we can at least help. I don't know. I'm not saying we can cure or fix.
Yeah.
But we can do so much good as a society, and we don't need to wait for our politicians to, you know, put a bill together or, oh, we're going to go on strike. Man, these people barely work as it is. You're going to go on strike? Are you kidding?
It should be the other way around. It should be, we are putting the pressure on them to change things. That's what we need to do. They don't need to take the lead on that. We need to.
How does this work like this where they go on strike and we pay for it? How does that work? What job has... If I go on strike right now at my
job... You're not getting paid?
Not only am I not getting paid, guess what happens 5 minutes later? Hello, everybody. I'm Jerome. I'm your new morning show host.
Yeah.
Like, they replace me instantly.
Yep.
Why can't we do that with them? Hey, guess what? All you senators, all you congressers, you want to go on strike? I just almost said congressers. If you want to go on strike, you're out. You're out. You're gone. You're gone.
Yeah, we'll replace you. Let's have another election.
Like we never do this, but cross the picket lines. I'll cross. I'll be your senator.
First of all, they're not unionized. They don't have a union to fall back on.
Why can they, quote unquote, threaten us with a strike on all that? And we just sit there and take it when we voted these people in.
Yeah.
We have the power.
Yeah.
Guess what?
We're their bosses. Yeah.
Anybody that is currently in office, you can't get this done, I probably ain't voting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Like, and that is all around the board. Like, get the job done. Mm-hmm. You are not asked to do that much. I'm not at all saying that it's an easy job.
Mm-hmm.
But my God, you got one of the easier jobs in this country. Get your job done.
Especially for what you get paid for it, yeah.
This going on strike. I mean, you barely work as it is. Didn't you just get off a holiday? My people, Jews, don't even take as much time off as you guys do. What are you doing, man? Come on. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and we're talking what to do in October. We got plenty of things to look forward to coming up on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. And that'll wake you up some bagpipes.
Yeah,
that'll wake you up quick. Seth and James here with you. Going to take you to the top of the hour. Got a great 10 o'clock hour lined up for you, everyone. We're going to kick it off with our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Tom going to join us. We're talking Super Bingo with him.
Nice.
Got some entertainment news for you a little bit later as well. Really interesting stories lined up. New super group that has formed. The one line Mark Hamill wanted cut from Star Wars. The biggest winner in Wheel of Fortune history. All that coming up for you.
Interesting stuff.
Right now, some things to look forward to in October.
All right.
Four main categories to look forward to in October. First off, sports. We'll be talking about this on Playmakers from 4 to 5 today, but the MLB wild card round is going on.
Right now, yeah.
Game one of the World Series is set for the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the NHL season kicks off on Tuesday, yes.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Very excited about that. We had our hockey draft over the weekend. That went well. Fun. It's 3 rounds in a row. Seth grabbed the guy I wanted, by the way.
Totally unintentional.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious. And the next, and the new NBA season kicks up on October 21st.
All right, very cool.
In the movies, the movie we've been hearing about a lot over the last couple of months, The Rock's MMA flick, The Smashing Machine, opens on Friday. I'm very curious to see when it's not just, Cannes Film Festival, you know, seeing these movies.
Right.
I wonder how they're going to take this
movie. Broader public, yeah.
You are not going to recognize The Rock. It's not and they originally wrote this kind of like as a comedy, and then they rewrote it. And while I'm hearing a lot of Oscar buzz, I'm also hearing a lot of people saying that there's other actors in the movie that are out acting him. And I'm not sure, you know, how that's going to go. I'm curious to see what audiences think.
Right.
That's a big movie really coming out. It's not too much big movies coming out in October. Tron Ares, I guess. I don't know. Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein movie opens in limited release on the 17th before hitting Netflix the next month. One of the bigger ones, Jeremy Allen White from The Bear is playing Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, on the 24th. This is the next biopic movie that's getting a lot of Oscar buzz.
All right.
He does sound and act quite a bit like Bruce Springsteen. I wouldn't say as much as Timothy Chalamet as Bob Dylan, but really close.
Yeah.
And I feel like we know more about Bob Dylan than we've ever known about Bruce Springsteen. So I think that...
Oddly enough, right? Yeah.
I feel like this story is going to give a lot of people a lot more insight into those early days of Bruce Springsteen and a lot of the... what it took to just even record these songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, period. Like, just that and the process of it. And Jeremy Allen White is one of these, like, chameleon actors. Mm-hmm. When he takes on a role, he truly... Like, he played one of the Von Erichs last year and just got, like, ripped to do it and everything. He's a darn good actor.
He's a very good actor.
I will say this. I would almost, you never know what's going to happen, but especially at this point in the game, I would say that I would guarantee that he's going to be at least nominated for Best Actor. Mm. He's at least going to be nominated.
Very cool.
On TV, all the shows are coming back. Abbott Elementary returns tonight. Saturday Night Live returns for its 51st season on Saturday. Grey's Anatomy is back on the 9th. 911 Nashville premieres the same night. You've got Tim Robinson's new show, The Chair Company, hitting HBO Max the same day. That looks kind of good. All the NCISs are back. Tracker is back. The Witcher hits Netflix on October 30th. Excited about that.
Oh, that one's back again. Wow.
And, of course, The Simpsons premiered this past Sunday.
All right.
Amazing episode. It was fantastic.
All right.
It was very well done.
Very cool.
And the holidays. The big ones are Yom Kippur, that starts tonight.
So
a happy new year to everybody out there.
Wow.
Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day is on the 13th. Mm-hmm. And of course, All Hallows Eve, Halloween, on the 31st.
Yeah, it's a Friday this year. Wow.
It is a Friday, which means that we get to celebrate it.
Yeah.
And I'm working on some ideas for our staff and our team. Our team around here may notice that I do not have that day scheduled for any co-hosts that day.
Yeah, that is correct. He has not scheduled anyone yet.
Because I am thinking of inviting everybody.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Get everyone involved on
this. Everyone. Yes. Pam even. I want Pam. Yeah. Chuck. because that means that everybody has to dress up then.
Ulterior motive here.
I'm going to make Melissa do it. I can make anybody do it. I would like to stress to everybody, I have no power. None. I cannot make anybody do anything. Lesser known holidays this month include International Beer and Pizza Day on the 9th. No Bra Day on the 13th, and National Cat Day on the 29th.
All right, very cool.
So a fun, jam-packed October. Journalistically, I will say that this is my favorite month.
Mm-hmm.
So I am always excited about October every month. And I think one of the things that gets a little lost in the shuffle, and understandably with October, and I don't know if anybody else does this, but one of my favorite things about October is very similar to one of my favorite things about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And what that is yes, the Jewish New Year for synopsis, for Cliff Notes, you know, sake and everything. But it's really about rebirth and starting new and letting go of the past, the good, the bad, the gray, and starting fresh and it just approachment to that. Mm-hmm. And I think that there is so much, regardless of holidays or the meaning of those days, I feel like October is that itself of this. We're truly letting go of the previous year, getting ready for a new season. I know that New Year's isn't for months from now.
Right.
But the idea of the kind of the decay of nature with the rise of us and just what we do and how we keep busy. There's just something about October I really enjoy.
Well, and it's every time you change seasons, there's always opportunity for what you're talking about, you know, to reevaluate, to reflect, and then look ahead to what's coming. And there's nothing. Actually, I think we should probably do more of that than we actually do.
Yeah.
So any opportunity, I think it's a good way to do it. And maybe it's just because of the changing of the weather. I think that has actually a lot to do with it. It just makes you think more about change and what it means in your life.
Nature's telling us. The Mother Nature, Earth, the world, all that, it's
whatever
telling
you want to call
us,
it, yeah.
It's telling us that there is change happening, and to notice it, respect it, appreciate it, and take a moment, and go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't do any good fighting change. You don't do any. It's not going to stop anything.
It's going to happen.
You can sit there and bark about it all you want. It's not going to change it or anything. It's not going to change. I just said that. That was a word I just
change
said.
Don't change.
Out of these things I mentioned, Seth, any of it exciting to you? And I also proposed this question to the audience. What are you excited about October? What are you looking forward to? Now, even if it's not on this list, maybe it's an anniversary or a birthday that you're looking forward to out there.
It's for me, it's very, very much, you know, it's October baseball. You know, that's always big because that's the time when the playoffs are going on in baseball. So that's good. I love Halloween as well, and that's always fun. I probably say this every year, but I think fall is not, I don't think it's my favorite season. But it's right up there, and it's not because the only thing that's got it working against it is I know what's coming next.
Yeah.
That's the only thing working against it, because otherwise summer is probably my best, but right there, right behind it is fall.
Think of how great Sunday would be if it wasn't for Monday.
Exactly,
Sundays
right?
Sundays are awesome. Sundays are great.
They're wonderful days.
Until you think about what the next day is.
4 o'clock on Sundays, you're like, hey, oh, Monday's tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
It usually happens right in the middle of a laugh or a smile, and it dawns on you.
Gotta go back to work.
I'm certainly excited about some of these shows coming back and everything, and I'm with you on the MLB playoffs. They have a lot of my attention right now. I understand football's going on. I love football, but I'm always more time sensitive with these things. Football will be there. The playoffs are going to be done, shortly.
Yes.
So I'm excited about that, and certainly excited about the NHL season kicking off. But I would be remiss if I didn't say that this Saturday, the thing that I've been looking forward to all year since last year, my daughter's wedding. My youngest daughter Izzy is getting married this Saturday, and my mom and dad and I are traveling up there to go celebrate with her and be a part of that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a new suit I'm trying on for.
How exciting is that? Speaking of changing.
The only time I look good, people, is in a suit. So I'm excited about that.
He cleans up all right.
I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to, as well, for at least a couple more days here in October, celebrating the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest being done locally. Big shout out to our friends Rapids Transmission over there for that. And this is our, this is our celebration of you out there, everybody. Mm-hmm. This is our chance to celebrate you and thank you for being a Civic Media teammate.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate you being a part of things. We'll give you opportunities at the top of the 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours to text us a keyword through the Civic Media app, like the word wind for this hour.
Wind, W-I-N-D, wind.
Text that to us, everybody. Get it to us. We want you to win this. Wind. Win with wind. Text that to us, everyone. W-I-N-D. Text it to us. And of course, be listening again at the top of the 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours. Mm-hmm. We'll have another keyword for you there. Be listening for that on not just here, but of course, multiple stations, our 105.5 WIRI, our sister station over there. And along with that, we are also going to continue to give things away. And we'll be doing that too. But real quick, want to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. You mentioned a movie coming out in October. Soul on Fire comes out on the 10th with John O'Leary and Jack Buck is in that movie also.
That's going to be worth seeing. Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one too.
Very
cool. Excited about that one, huh?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
And I imagine, sir, you're pretty excited about the major baseball playoffs as well.
Yeah, I'm hoping that the Cubs series go 3 games, so those guys are a little tired when they get
there. Yeah. There you go.
Perfect. A little strategic thinking there. Yeah, I like that.
Great strategy. Great stuff. Thank you, sir. Have a great morning. Appreciate you, as always. Mm-hmm. We got to get to top of the hour here, but Seth and I will be back. Our good friend Tom from the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge is going to join us.
Yep.
We'll have that for you and plenty of more coming up right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.